Why? Because we're learning the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell some friend, invite some friend to listen to Make Your Day Count. So you can call up some friend, you are a listener of Make Your Day Count. And like we say, every time we come on the air, we teach is nothing but the Word. That's all we need. That's all we have. We don't need anything else. We can't bring anything else but the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask God to give us understanding of the Word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because He gives to every man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So we ask God, Lord, give us understanding of Your Word so that we can say what You say
mm-hmm.
with clarity.
Yes.
That's all we're trying to do here. Mm-hmm. We say what God says with clarity.
With clarity.
So you can pick it up
mm-hmm.
and run with it.
Yes.
All right. I'll let you go, Diane.
We've been talking about thriving big time.
Yeah.
When the world is shaken up. So we've been talking about living right, doing right, moving right.
Yeah.
And this week we have been focusing on praying right.
Right.
If you missed any of the broadcasts, you could go back to the WMIE website, scroll all the way down to the very bottom. There's a black banner, and you could click the button that says On Demand. If you choose this program, if you actually click on the name of the program there, you'll be able to pull up the archive of all the programs that are there since we first came on the air, which was last year in July. So all the programs are there. You could send them out as a text message on Messenger through an email. You could send the link to people who are outside the broadcasting area, and they can tune in and listen through the internet. Anyone who has internet access can access the programs here. So we want to encourage you to do that. Be an evangelist on your phone, on your smartphone, on your computer this morning, and send the Word of God out. We also want to invite you. This Sunday is Back to Church
Sunday,
October 4th at 10 a.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So
what kind of Sunday it is?
Back to church. It's time to get back to church. The governor lifted all the restrictions off the state, so we know everybody's going back to certain things. And one thing we need to make a priority is coming back to church. Yes, so we want to invite you to come on out. We're also going to be celebrating Pastor's 69th birthday on this Sunday. So happy birthday to you, Pastor. It's actually on Friday, but we're going to be celebrating on Sunday.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 21.
And we're also going to have a new line of Make Life Work t-shirts that are going to be available for sale, and the Make Life Work book. So it's also the anniversary of Make Life Work.
Yes.
Every time when Pastor's birthday comes, it's also the anniversary of Make Life Work because it was originally released on his birthday. So we want to invite you out. Come before or after service. Get your Make Life Work t-shirt and your book and be a part of the celebration. We're going to have some cake and stuff after service. So we're just going to have a good time fellowshipping, and we're going to have a dynamic, power-packed service as we always do. So come on out to 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right there on the corner of Fisk and Dixon, across from 7-Eleven at 10 a.m., or you can tune in through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page as we stream live.
President, how powerful is it? Make life work. Stop complaining.
Mm-hmm. And the Make Life Work t-shirts, they get a lot of attention. They're just it's just in big, bold letters. White bold letters says, Make life work. Three lines. Make life work.
Quit complaining.
I know anytime I have my shirt on, people say, ooh, I like that shirt.
Yeah.
Make life work.
Quit complaining. Woe is me. Life is so hard. Make it work.
It will work. Mm-hmm. He wants it to work. God wants it to work.
Oh, come on. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Make life work. Yeah, believers, I'm so excited this morning. It's Wednesday. Beautiful Wednesday morning. I hope you're excited all day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to make life work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go past that obstacles.
Yeah.
Because you know who is the umpire.
Yes.
He's on your side. So you can what? Make life work.
And we make life work by making our day count. As we make our day count, we make our life work.
He says, I'll bless the work
mm-hmm.
of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Make life work. The hand of the diligent
mm-hmm.
shall prosper. Make life work.
Make life work.
Read Isaiah 44.
It's 44. Yesterday we read from verses 1 to 7, and we're going to pick it up at verse 8. So we're in Isaiah chapter 44, starting at verse 8. Do not fear, nor be afraid.
Yeah.
Have I not told you from that time and declared it?
And declare it.
You are my witnesses.
Yeah.
Is there a God besides me? Then there's a question mark. This is the Lord speaking. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one.
Aha.
Those who make an image, all of them are useless, and their precious things shall not profit. They are their own witnesses. They neither see nor know that they may be ashamed. Who would form a god or mold an image that profits him nothing?
What a question. Who would worship anything else but God that does not profit you nothing? What shall a man gain? What shall it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give up in exchange of his soul? Nothing.
Nothing.
And sometimes we worship our house, we worship our car, we worship things, we make them our God. That is not going to profit. That's what he's saying. Who will mold a God that does not profit him? Nothing.
Nothing.
So today we worship the great I am. Oh, I love when he declares, God don't play. He says, I am he. I am the first.
And the last.
And the last. So don't quit looking for another. That's what he said. I am he. I am the first. And I am the last. And there is no other God. No matter how you want. Quit looking. Jehovah is God.
He told Moses, when Moses asked, who should I say sent me?
Yeah.
He said, I am.
I am.
The I am sent you.
Yes.
The great I am.
Yes.
He is everything.
Yes.
That we need.
Yes.
He is everything. Whatever it is that you think you need in your life, he is. I am.
I am. So quit looking for other God. Quit looking outside. You got him. And he says, I'm the first, I'm the last. So don't even think there's another God that's going to form or come up. No. He is the first, and he will be the last. He's the first, he is in the middle, and he's in the end. So there, he fills all the spaces. Amen.
Amen.
He fills all the spaces. So there's no space for no other God. And that's why we rejoice as Christian. We celebrate as Christian. We celebrate life. We do life right because we do it with God. I you know, this is my big thing, Pastor Dye. As I entered my 69th birthday, I had a few gray years, so I think I can say it. We do life right. How are you going to do life right? We do it with God.
With God.
Because he's all about right. So if you do life with God, it's always going to be what?
Right.
So quit doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why life not working, because you're doing it by yourself. Some people say, they're not working for me. You know why? You're doing it by yourself. You're doing it by in your own power. So if life is not working for you, do it with God.
Do it with God.
Make life work. And the only way you can make it work is to do it with God. What we say, the power of the two in that book.
Yeah.
Yes.
God for help.
Ask God for help. In the book, we says, if you're going to make life work, it has to be power of the two, not power of one. It has to be you and God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because he says in Psalms, he says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, the way to guarantee that the desires of our heart is met is for our heart to be meshed with God's heart.
Yeah.
Because as soon as our heart is meshed with his heart, then it must come to pass. So when the desires of our heart become the desires of God's heart and vice versa, it is guaranteed that we will have, that we will see the desires of our heart come forth, because above all, God honors his word.
Yeah.
Above all, God wants to see his will working in our lives and throughout the whole earth. That is what he wants to see for his name's sake. You know, and God, he is such a father, because there's so many times as you read through the Bible, you'll see where he's just like us parenting, where I'm so sick of them. I'm done with them. They got themselves into this mess. They're going to have to get themselves out of this mess. Like we try to, you know, we say to our kids and we're trying to give them that tough love.
Yeah.
But then as soon as they come back around and they begin to repent, he says, okay.
Yes.
God, he says, okay, everything, you're restored. You're back into the fold. Things are going to work for you now. Let's get this thing popping. Let's get this thing rolling. Let's make things happen. So God, he is such a father. And then when we see, like, as we parent our own children and as we read the word and we see, like, he is really a true father. There's nothing that we can do to separate us from his love, just like our own children. There's nothing. They may think that there's stuff in their teenage mind or their preteen mind, they may think that there's things that they could do that will cause us as parents not to love them. But we as their parents know that that's not so.
Yes.
There is nothing that our children could do to cause us to not to love them.
Yes.
So if you are a child on this morning and you are hearing this broadcast and you think that because you've done something that your parents, they just can't love you or they won't be able to accept you any longer, that is not so. The love of the parent, the love, the agape love of God, that's the love that we need to show forth toward our children. And then we need to know that that's the kind of God love that God receives us with. He receives you with agape love. That means it is unconditional.
Amen and amen. Look at powerful. He says, pray right.
Mm-hmm.
David, I'm going to show you something this morning and this Wednesday morning. And we're going to pick it up because our time is running out. So we'll start it and pick it up on Thursday. Watch Psalms 23rd. We want to look at Psalms 23rd and we run it and we're going to go into Psalms 25 and look, put them side by side. How to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You pray with great understanding. Why? Look at Psalms 23rd.
It says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Uh-huh.
I shall not want.
Right.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
Yeah.
He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Yeah.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
Yes.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Recite, declare that psalm today. That was Psalm chapter 23. Make your day count.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
Welcome to a life-giving teaching from East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, East Coast, we're in the third part of our message series, The One, and it's about our vision, the one Savior, the one step, and the one soul. And we got some really special things that we're doing today. We're actually baptizing some people here at the end of this service. So why don't you make some noise for them? And let's just give God a big praise, too, while we're at it. Come on, give Jesus praise today. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited. Guys, I am so excited that you've chosen to be baptized. And also want to greet all of our campuses right now. We have four places where we have church. So let's just greet everybody. The Cocoa Campus, the Vieira Campus, the Avenue Worship Center, and the Parkway Worship Center. Come on. Love it. So good. Also, one more time, if you didn't get one of these cards today, these are different than week one. If you got one week one, this is totally different. You're going to want one of these. Raise your hand if you didn't get one of these right now. You're going to want it because at the end of the message, we've got some very special things that we're going to do with this. You got a couple guys in the middle that need them right there. I'm seeing some hands, and I'm seeing a hand come up. We'll get you. Okay, we got you over there, all right? So.